Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, January 25th, 2013, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. United announced yesterday a $589 million profit for the full year of 2012, which has triggered our contractual profit-sharing program. Section 5J of our contract provides a payout when adjusted pre-tax earnings at United Airlines exceeds $10 million. 15% of United's adjusted pre-tax earnings form the basis for a pool that is distributed pro rata to all eligible flight attendants. This year's profit-sharing pool for eligible employees is $119 million, which is significantly lower than 2011 profit-sharing pool of $265 million. Profit-sharing payouts will be approximately 2% of your 2012 annual earnings, whereas it was 5.9% of your annual earnings in 2011. United has stated they will make the profit-sharing payments on Thursday, February 14, 2013. Flight attendants who did not make a special election for their profit-sharing before the January 2nd cutoff will receive the entirety of their profit-sharing payment as taxable cash compensation. Profit-sharing cash compensation will be subject to applicable taxation and withholding, for which U.S. taxpayers is at the federal supplemental or higher rate. The United Master Executive Council, the MEC, will convene the winter regular scheduled meeting of 2013 in Chicago on Friday, February 8th at the Westin Hotel on Michigan Avenue. The full agenda for the meeting is posted for your reference in the MEC section of www.unitedafa.org. The AFA Board of Directors meeting will follow the MEC meeting beginning February 11th and run through February 14th. Local councils have been conducting meetings to gather your feedback, questions, and concerns prior to the MEC and BOD meetings. If you are unable to attend a local meeting, we encourage you to call your local council to discuss issues directly with your local elected representatives. The local council elections process is underway already for the local council election cycles in Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, Hong Kong, and Houston. Polls opened in Houston on January 11th and will close January 31st. For Hong Kong, polls will open on February 13th and will close March 13th. Chicago polls will open on March 4th and will close March 26th. And finally, Seattle and San Francisco polls will open on March 18th and close April 9th. If you belong to one of these councils and have any difficulty retrieving your voting credentials, contact Membership Department at the AFA International Office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 706, or contact your local council president. You belong to a union where your representatives are democratically elected. You, the member, directly elect your local officers and council representatives. In turn, your local president elects the Master Executive Council officers, the MEC, and MEC committee members, all of which are flight attendants. This is why your participation is invaluable in your local council elections. Take the time out and participate if you are in one of the above-mentioned domiciles and vote. We would like to congratulate U.S. Airways flight attendants on successfully achieving a new agreement. The outcome of this agreement is a testament to the hard work and determination of U.S. Airways East and West Master Executive Councils and their negotiating committee in obtaining job security and other valuable protections for the flight attendants at U.S. Airways. This is particularly important in light of the intensified discussions about a merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines. U.S. Airways flight attendants have worked hard to achieve the workplace protections and professional standards that recognize their contribution to their airline and are certainly well-deserved. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.